It's Saturday the 13th of June, 8 a.m. and it's calm and dry, but the weather's changed. It's much cooler this morning, mostly overcast skies. In fact, not mostly, totally overcast skies. Some of those clouds to the south are pretty dark looking. It's not clouds as in clouds that you would associate as individual clouds. It's that heavy, heavy blanket that just varies in intensity of greyness and darkness. There's actually now a cool breeze blowing across the garden. Oh, it's going right up my shorts, which is a damn shame, because a week passed on Friday, it was a lovely day. The Thursday and Wednesday, I believe, it was a lovely day. And then Saturday last week, our own very gala day, annual gala day, was a disaster weather-wise. A washout, strong winds driving rain. What a terrible, stinking day. And then on the Sunday, it dried up and brightened up. And through the week, we've had absolutely glorious weather, including yesterday when we'd done another car boot in stunning sunshine. And we get to Saturday again. It's a bit of a... the weather has a bit of notoriety, actually, changing for the weekends up here. So it's my wife's hometown's gala day today, amongst probably about another four scattered around the immediate area. And the weather, after all that glory through the week and to last evening, changes for the worse. Sometimes difficult to fathom and understand, but it's also very maddening. It's not bothering us directly because we're heading off today to sunny Spain for a week, but it doesn't stop you feeling for those that are left behind to try and make the best of a not so nice gala day. It's a damn shame. A damn shame. Who can find them out there? Crows fight with magpies. Magpies fight with crows. So we've got aerial acrobatics. These birds toing and froing to each other. Mrs. Blackbird just landed in the grass with a beak full of tasty treats for the kiddies. I wonder when I'll see them. I hope to see them when I get back in a week's time. And Mr. Blackbird has a beak full of goodies as well. It's like a big white moth. Go on then. She's over there. You need it. So, feeling good this morning. I did not feel well yesterday at all. Right from the start, half four rise, I had a tightness in my lower stomach area. That's the way I can describe it. Not in my stomach, but in the lower part, the front lower, I don't know what you call it. A tightness and not a pain, but a discomfort. And that lasted all day. I didn't feel well. I didn't feel sick or nauseated or anything like that. It just, things weren't 100%. And I told my wife that later on in the day. I said, I just haven't been feeling well today. Fortunately, this morning I'm feeling much better now. So I was quite happy because the visions of getting up this morning and going on holiday and being a bit of misery. Oh, I didn't want that to happen. Do we, Mr. Blackbird? So, I leave behind the garden and the birds. I should, you would think, going off on a holiday, flying off in one of those big noisy aluminium cans. Oh my God. If I could leave my being here in the garden looking up to the skies while I in person am flying overhead, I'd be cursing myself for using the same beast that I'm looking at. Ya cynic, that's what I'd be shouting up from here. Ya cynic. But I should be feeling, you would think I'd be feeling great, you think I'd be on top of the world, but I'm not. Maybe I'm just getting past the stage of getting excited. I'm looking forward to it, of course, I am. I'm looking forward to going away. Because I know some of the things we'll be doing that we did last year. And some wonderful places we saw, and the good weather and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. But my days of excitement at a holiday is gone. But I know things will change once the other half of the party come down this morning. Going with my wife's sister, my man. And once the patter, the crack starts flowing, it'll be a different experience altogether. And then I'll start to feel in the real holiday mood. And not to say that I'm not wanting to go, I'm absolutely wanting to go. You know, when you're younger and you can't even sleep thinking about a holiday. Think of all the things you're going to do. Yeah. I went to bed last night thinking about a particular piece of music that I needed to look out this morning to take with me on holiday. And I couldn't find it. Last night I went to bed, this song, an opera song. I was going through my head and I need to find it. And you know how funny things work out. And I sat down this morning with my coffee and found it within about 30 seconds. Isn't it crazy that finding that one song to take with me cheered me up in the morning and going on an expedition to Spain. Didn't do it. So anyway, I'd best get a wee in. Mary's drying her hair and she's going to make bacon, egg and beans for breakfast, holiday breakfast. Not the huge plates that we used to eat, but a modest plate, but still bacon, egg and beans and toast. Yes. And another hot muggy tea. That will be another step up the ladder of excitement and well-being. So, I shall, if I don't see any more before I go, I shall be thinking of my audio boo friends. All having fun. Maybe if I'm fortunate enough to get the opportunity, I'll record something while I'm away. I'd love to do that. We'll see. Yes. Strange how, again, the mind works. That song by Boney M just came into my head. Hooray, hooray, it's a holly, holly day. God, my head. Yes. I will miss my bird song in the morning though, because I know where we're going and don't get that. Not to say there isn't any birds, but there isn't a dawn chorus like this.